Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
I don't know how I ever managed without that dishwasher. It's such a convenience.
Yeah. Now we don't have to fight about me helping you with the dishes anymore.
You never help me with the dishes.
I know that, but at least now we don't have to fight about it.
Do you have to read the paper at the table?
Not all of it. I like to read the sports section in the John.
Why can't we just talk? We always had something to talk about before we were married.
Sure. That's because I was always saying, oh, come on, Wheezy. And you was always saying, cut it out, George.
Then maybe I'd better start saying that again. Then we'll have something to talk about. Hello? Oh, Claire, how have you been? Oh, no. When did it happen? Oh, I'm so sorry. She was such a lovely person. Of course I'll come. Where will it be? Uh-huh. And the time? Uh-huh. Well, thank you for letting me know, Claire. Bye.
Who died?
Aunt Alice.
I ain't got no Aunt Alice.
Oh, she wasn't really my aunt. We just called her that.
Oh, and who was she?
She was our next-door neighbor when I was a kid. When my mother was sick or she had to go to work, Aunt Alice would help out. She'd clothe us, dress us, clean the house, and she'd never ask for anything in return.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember meeting her once. Real sweet old lady. Huh, sorry she's gone.
Thank you, George.
When's the funeral?
Monday.
Huh. Well, you go and have a good time. I don't mean have a good time. I mean, you be sure and go.
Oh, I am going. And you're going with me.
No, I ain't.
George!
But you know I hate funerals? If it was up to me, I wouldn't even go to my own.
You're acting childish.
No, I ain't. Funerals make me sick on my stomach. Ever since Papa's funeral. I'll never forget that day. I was 10 years old. And they dressed me all up in this old heavy black woolen suit. And it was so hot, I was itching. They wouldn't even let me scratch. It was awful. And then the smell of them old gardenias, I almost passed out.
George, I'm asking you to do this for me. Please don't shame me in front of Alice's family by making me show up alone.
Oh, come on, Wheezy, why do I have to go? I hardly even know her.
Do you know me?
Sure.
Do you want to keep on knowing me?
Okay, I'll go. But we're gonna get there early, and you're gonna introduce me to all Alice's friends, and you say, see, he came with me. Then you go in, and I'll go home.
No, you won't. You'll be there Monday at 1 o'clock.
Uh-oh. Too bad. I can't go Monday.
Why not?
I got a date.
With who?
With Mama. It's the first Monday. You know I always take her to lunch on the first Monday of the month.
Yeah, well, tell her you can't make it this Monday.
I can't do that.
I'm not asking you to cancel the lunch. Just postpone it till Tuesday or Wednesday.
No, it's got to be Monday. That's where it's always been, and that's where Mom expects.
George, I'm sure she'll understand if you'll just explain to her about my friend Alice. The disappointment won't kill her.
No, but it might kill me. I'd rather disappoint your dead friend than my living mama.
I hope I don't die on the first Monday of the month, or you are going to have a hell of a decision to make.
That wasn't funny.
It wasn't meant to be.
Will you get that, Tom?
Why can't you get it?
I'm not dressed.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, darn it.
It's Louise, Helen. She's brought that ribbon you wanted.
Oh, thanks, Louise.
You're welcome.
Have you lost something?
Be careful where you walk. I dropped one of my eyelashes. That's not funny, Tom. It's my last set.
I think I just found them.
Where? Thanks a lot. Now I'm going to look like I was kicked in the eye.
Sorry. I don't understand why you just don't let your own lashes grow longer.
Oh, thanks. The ribbon's just perfect. Hey, girl, are you all right? You look down.
Oh, I'm okay.
And how's George?
Sulking in the bedroom.
What for this time?
Because he's afraid of funerals.
Were you going to kill him?
Not yet. I want him to come to a funeral of an old family friend. But he always puts his mother first.
She's having a funeral, too?
No, he's taking her to lunch.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to do.
I asked him to skip it just this once. But oh, no. Every first Monday of the month, he has a date to take her to lunch. You can set your calendar by it.
That's very interesting.
It is?
I couldn't help overhearing. George's father died when George was very young, didn't he?
Oh, it's okay, Louise. We're going to a costume party.
Really? Who are you going as?
Snow White.
And who are you supposed to be?
The handsome prince, of course.
A handsome prince?
That's who I'm supposed to be. But this was the only costume they had left.
That would fit in.
Watch it, Snow White. You know, Louise, it's possible that George has felt guilty all his life about his father's death.
Well, he didn't kill him. His father was hit by a bus.
While he was going to work in order to support his family.
He was going to play a number.
George might not even know he's been feeling guilty. But he had to take his father's place in the home. It's a very common thing among sons and mothers. Their relationship becomes more like wife and husband.
That's ridiculous, Tom.
No, it is not! Look, I'm not saying there's any incestuous connotation.
Oh, what a relief, because I don't know what that means.
You have been talking out of the back of your ears, Tom. George just wants an excuse not to go to the funeral, that's all.
Oh, it's not as simple as that.
Sure it is. And I agree with Louise. He ought to break his date with his mother.
Aha! His date. You see, you picked that word because that's what it is. A date.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I published books on this subject. I know all about it.
You also published The Extra Sensual Husband, but,
That was a low blow, Helen.
I'm kidding, kidding.
Well, but it is a fact, Louise. Some mothers sort of blackmail their sons a little to get attention all the time, to have a man looking after them.
But Mother Jefferson does that with everybody.
Oh, you're fighting a losing battle on that lunch, Louise. Haven't you ever noticed grown men almost flirting with their mothers? Oh, you've heard them. Isn't she a sweetheart? How's my best girl today?
How's my best girl? Does George say that? Huh. Well, thanks for cheering me up.
Anytime.
Oh, take it easy, Louise.
Have a nice party. And Tom, can I put my order in now?
For what?
Easter eggs.
I didn't expect to see you tonight, Mama.
I know, but I was just on my way home from the Golden Year Senior Citizens Club, and I thought I'd stop by and say goodnight.
Oh, that's nice. Want some coffee?
Well, I...
Please be back to fix you some soon.
My Mother Jefferson, what are you doing here?
I brought you a present, Louise.
Why, thank you. How thoughtful.
Bertie and I entered the tango contest at the club, and we won first prize. I knew you'd love it for your living room.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Thanks, Mom.
I just knew it was you, Louise.
It's really something.
Well, I'm glad you like it. It's something you can always remember me by. Well, I know you two want to be alone, so I'm off to my itty-bitsy apartment. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Mama.
And don't forget our date, George. Remember, we're having lunch on Monday.
How could I forget?
You wouldn't stand me up, would you?
Are you kidding? How could I ever stand up my best girl? Wasn't it nice of Mama to give us this whatever it is?
Oh, is that your mama? I thought it was your best girl.
What?
How could I ever think of standing up my best girl?
What's wrong with that?
Your wife is supposed to come first, George. Your mother's not supposed to be your best girl.
That was just an expression, Wheezy.
In a pig's eye, and that's an expression too, George.
Why are you getting so steamed up? It's just a little game we play. Mama likes to hear me say it.
Well, this mama don't.
Well, you never minded before.
Better late than never. And it's time you told your best girl you're not taking her to lunch on Monday because you are coming to the funeral with me.
Wheezy, wheezy, wheezy.
Wheezy.
Do you really think that I'd rather be having a dull lunch with Mama than being with you and your dead Aunt Alice?
Yes.
I'll let you in on a secret. I can't stand those lunches.
Then why do you do it every month?
Because if I didn't, it would break her heart. You know how she looks forward to those lunches.
She's blackmailing you.
That's crazy. Why should she blackmail me? I give her money anytime she wants it.
I don't mean that sort of blackmail. I mean, she's been using your guilt to get you to do things for her.
What guilt?
George, when your father died, you felt you had to take over for him.
How could I do that? I was only a kid. It was four of us in that house. Mama had to work her butt off to take care of us.
Maybe that's where the guilt started. And I think she's been playing on it all these years.
You know, there's something to be said for what you think.
At last.
And that something is garbage.
All right, then prove I'm wrong. Come to the funeral with me.
That wouldn't prove you was wrong. That would just prove I was nuts.
It's time your mother set you free, George. And I think she ought to be told so right to her face. Back off!
Hello again, Louise.
Why, hello, Mother Jefferson. What brings you back here?
I got all the way to the corner and I didn't have a flat bus fare, and that bus driver wouldn't trust me for a nickel.
Imagine that.
And I even offered to give it to him the next time I saw him. And I told him who you were, George.
What did he say to that?
He said, get off the bus.
Here's a nickel.
Thank you, Louise. Now, this is just a loan.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, no, I insist. Now, George will pay you back, won't you, Sam?
Oh, sure. George will do anything for his best girl.
I haven't interrupted the quarrel, have I?
Yes.
Well, you two just go right on fighting as if I wasn't here.
No, it ain't nothing, Mama. Louise just wants me to go to a funeral Monday, that's all.
It's an old friend of the family.
Her family, not ours.
Oh, but just...
Now, Mama, I know what you're going to say. Monday is our lunch date. Well, look, don't worry. I'm not going to that funeral. I wouldn't stand you up, Mumsy. We're still going to lunch.
George, you got to go to that funeral.
But, Mama...
You don't have to come to lunch with me. I'll come to the funeral with you.
Say what?
I haven't been to a good funeral in years. Not much of a turnout, is it?
No.
I could understand it if the weather was bad, but a nice day like this place ought to be full.
Well, Aunt Alice was an old lady. Most of her friends have probably passed away.
Well, I hope so for her sake.
Where is he?
Who?
The minister. It's 1:05. When are you gonna get things started? Aunt Alice is waiting.
Keep your voice down.
George, I just had a wonderful idea.
What is it?
You remember that cute little restaurant you once took me to? The Copper Kettle?
Yeah.
Well, it's just 2 blocks away.
Now, Mama.
I was thinking, after the funeral, we'll still have time for our lunch.
Mama, maybe we better not have lunch together.
But it's one of my favorite places, and they have the nicest little pastry car.
I don't feel like having lunch with you today.
Well. That's all the thanks I get after all I've done for you. I guess that's what mothers are for. Give, give, give. Never ask for anything in return. Now even a little lunch is too much to expect. Mark my words, George, you're going to remember this when I'm dead and gone. Then it'll be too late.
Blackmail?
Lord knows I don't.
Come with me, Mama.
What, George?
I said come with me.
George, what's the meaning of this? George, why are you embarrassing me?
Look, Mama, just be quiet and listen.
George!
Now, there, look, don't be Georging me. But just listen. I ain't taking you to lunch once a month anymore.
George!
There you go, George, again. I ain't saying I gonna never take you to lunch, but if I feel like it, I will. Or if you feel like it, you call me, and if I can't make it, I'll tell you. But from now on in, there ain't gonna be no rule no more.
George, if your father were living to
hear... He'd say I was right, and you know it.
You wouldn't talk to me like that if you loved me.
Of course I love you. I wouldn't be yelling if I didn't love you.
Hear, hear. That's no way to talk to an old lady.
Who are you calling an old lady?
Look, Jack, this ain't none of your business.
It certainly is. I'm the Reverend Greenwood, and if you keep shouting out here, nobody's gonna hear me in there.
How do you do, Reverend? Shame on you talking that way to the Reverend.
That's all right. I'm used to it. People don't respect men of God the way they used to. Shall we go in?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I just came from another funeral, and the traffic coming back was deadly. Let's get right to it. The universe is God's house, and his house are many rules. Death merely pushes aside the door so we may pass from one room to the other.
This will be the first lunch we've missed in 10 years.
We should look on this gathering not as a time of sorrow, but as a time of opportunity for one of our sisters who has passed on.
It ain't gonna work.
Cut it out, Mom.
That's all right, brother. Let her cry. Tears wash away the sorrow. It's only fitting that we should grieve for a sister who in her short span of 87 years earned the love and respect of all whose lives she touched.
Stop it, Mom. You know I can't stand to see you crying.
It is inspired in the grand book.
I'm sorry, George. If I'd have known it was going to be this hard for you, I wouldn't have asked you to come.
She passes down into the kingdom of God. Passes through those pearly gates. The angels were paused. I said the angels were paused. Here on earth. Oh. Well, her memory revived in our hearts forever. Well, deliver the soul of our dear departed. Is he delivered? Daniel from the top. Thank you, sister. Thank you.
What for?
Oh, you made that funeral for me. I haven't done a eulogy like that in years. I always say all it takes is one good cry to get a real flood started.
Thank you. I always like to do my bit.
If it weren't for you, I don't think there would have been any display of grief. I'm sure that you know the deceased was not a very likable person.
What are you talking about? Alice Johnson was an angel.
Perhaps, but Rose Spinner was just the opposite.
Who's Rose Spinner?
The dear departed, the one that you was crying your heart out for.
What happened to Alice Johnson?
Alice Johnson. I'm sure we have an Alice Johnson. Yeah, here it is, Alice Johnson. Her funeral's been put back to 4:00.
Say what?
Yeah, we're running way behind. It's been a very good week. I mean, a very bad week.
Not till 4:00.
Yeah. You are coming, aren't you, with her?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you at that one. And be sure to sign the register before you leave.
For what?
I want to put y'all on our guest list.
Let's get out of here and go home.
We can't go home yet. We have to go to my Aunt Alice's funeral.
I already been. It wasn't my fault she wasn't there.
George, please.
Okay. Now, what are we going to do till 4:00?
I know, George. We still have time for our lunch, and we can go to the Copper Kettle.
This is where I came in, George. I'd like to hear your answer.
Okay, I'm going to take my best girl out to lunch.
Oh, George.
And you can come along too, Mama.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.